Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do miracles really happen today?
Yes.
Okay, may the peace which passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Can I go sit down now? Don't you answer that. You know, that statement that we use to finish sermons, may the peace of God that passes all human understanding, is a miracle, isn't it? You know, miracles are all around us, and we see them all the time, but half the time we don't see them as miracles. All right, so what is a miracle? As a noun, it's an effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers and is ascribed to a supernatural cause beyond human understanding. Such an effect or event manifesting or considered as a work of God. And then finally, it's a wonder or a marvel. Well, the word miracle comes from miraculum in Latin, which means to wonder at. I mean, so it's a direct translation. In Greek, it's thauma, to marvel at. Now, where have you heard that word before? Well, not for me. Thaumaturgy is the word that is used for magic. Why? To wonder or to marvel at. Well, so what do we wonder at? Well, I got thinking about this. Well, first of all, stars in the sky at night. Around here, it's hard. But when I lived in New Mexico, when there were no lights, you ever looked up in the sky in that kind of situation? Man, you see millions of stars that we never see in the cities. Okay, how about the ocean? Have you ever marveled at the ocean? I have. I was in England, and we sang, well, we didn't sing, we did a concert. And I was sitting with Major Jimmy Howe, who was the director of the Scott Guardsmen. And we were sitting on this bench overlooking the English Channel. And it was the Southern English Channel, so we couldn't see France. And it was the first time I'd ever really seen the ocean. You know, that water doesn't quit, it just keeps on going. But you see, wonder at, marvel at, is the ocean a miracle? What other miracles are there? Birth, a baby. Well, I don't know about you, but that's probably one of the biggest miracles I've ever seen, is the birth of a baby. Well, does the Bible have miracles in it? Anybody know how many? Well, actually, you're pretty close. 333. I was surprised by that number. Okay, remember when we did the unit on threes? Yeah, isn't it though? I mean, those things, what is that third? What is three in the Bible? Perfection. Three threes would be ultimate perfection. You know, so we start looking at things like that. You know, the Bible gives us those meanings. But the thing is, do we know it here on a translation if we haven't studied it? No. But when you study it, all of a sudden it jumps out at you, doesn't it? Okay. In that, 37 of those miracles are done by Jesus in the New Testament. 3 and 7. Look at this. You know, and it's those kind of things that impress me. Well, why are miracles important? Was Jesus a God or was he a man? Yes. By the way, that's what I had down here was yes. Both, wasn't he? Okay, so even as a man, he did miracles. We knew as God he could, but even as a man, he did miracles. Well, I did some research into some miracles that are beyond human understanding that have happened recently. I got three of them here. In March of 2015, Lynn Jennifer Grosbeck, 25, lost control of her car and landed in the icy Spanish Fork River in Utah. 14 hours later, first responders found her 18-month-old daughter, Lily, in the car seat hanging upside down just above the frigid river water. Prior to finding Lily, both police officers and firefighters reported that they heard an adult voice yell, "Help me," from inside the car. They discovered that the voice could not have come from the young mother who had died on impact 14 hours earlier. The rescuers still can't explain the voice or how the girl survived hanging upside down for 14 hours in freezing temperatures without being dressed for the cold. Is that a miracle? Yes. Woman who came back to life after having no pulse for 45 minutes. Ruby Graupera Casimiro, 40, fell unconscious from a rare amniotic fluid embolism during a cesarean section in September of 2014 at the Boca Raton Regional Hospital in Florida. Doctors tried to revive her for 3 hours. After 45 minutes without a pulse, doctors decided to invite her family into the operating room to say their last goodbyes. Then, what the doctors are calling a miracle occurred. Her heart began to beat on its own. Graupera Casimiro has revealed that during the experience, she felt herself floating along a tunnel and seeing spiritual beings, including her father, surrounded in light. What's even more incredible is that Graupera Casimiro suffered no brain damage and made a full recovery. Her baby girl is also healthy and happy. Is that a miracle? I think so too. The power of community prayer sparked a healing miracle that doctors can't explain. The end of Grayson Kirby seemed inevitable when he was thrown from a demolition derby car at the Mid-Atlantic Power Festival in Rutgersville, Virginia, in June 2014. Accident left him in a coma. His lungs were crushed, and nearly every other bone in his body was broken. His brain also suffered multiple strokes and hemorrhages, and his kidneys were failing. If he did wake up, he would likely, put it bluntly, be a vegetable. But his family refused to give up and turned to prayer. Thousands of people in the community and beyond kept Kirby in their thoughts and prayers and wore red shirts designed to show support for the injured man. In a final attempt to revive Kirby, doctors hooked him up to a machine typically used for transplant patients, not trauma patients. Whether it was due to a divine intervention or a medical intervention, or both, it worked. 10 days after the accident, Kirby opened his eyes and mouthed the words, "I love you," to his father. Doctors couldn't believe it, neither could Kirby. "I'm humble, I'm grateful, I'm just amazed," Kirby said. "I know that God saved me. I know that prayer and believing saved me." Is that a miracle? Okay, I got two more for you. John Spigera. John and I went to college together. We played for years together. I played with his dad, Charlie. We were married when this happened. Yeah, about 14 years ago. John woke up one morning, was having trouble breathing, went in, and he found that he had a huge growth right here in his neck that was pushing on his windpipe and couldn't swallow. John went to the emergency room. "What is this?" Stage 4 throat cancer. They told him to put his affairs in order. He might have 3 months to live. Now this is 14 years ago. And John and I have always been close, and I called John that next morning. I said, "John, what's going on? I get the feeling that something's in your life." And he says, "Yeah, it is," and he shared it with me. Now, I have a prayer network of 70 churches that I belong to. And when we have something that is really horrible like that comes up, we share it with each other for prayer. And so I sent John's name out for this. So we have 70 churches praying for him. Well, he went through the chemo and radiation like, you know, most people do when this happens. They couldn't do surgery on him. The tumor went away. And when he had the blood work test done, you know, where it will still show up in your blood work even though the tumor's gone, it doesn't show up anymore. He has no cancer in his body. Is that a miracle? It is. Now, folks, we can read these things, but I saw this one happen. I've shared with you before about the LCMS pastors that were on the Indian Reservation, and they were teaching and they were having trouble because it was Cherokee Reservation. So, the Indian pastor and an Anglo pastor in Southwest, that's what you do. You call it when you have somebody who's either Native American or somebody who's white, Anglo. Okay. Anglo pastor teaches the class in Cherokee. You know, great class. So afterwards, two pastors leave him. And the Native American pastor says, "Hey, that was a great class. I didn't know you spoke Cherokee." He said, "Well, I don't speak Cherokee." He said, "But you just taught a class in Cherokee." He says, "I don't speak Cherokee." Is that a miracle? Folks, miracles are there. But do we see them? No. Because I think in our modern mind, it is so closed, our hearts are closed, that it can happen right in front of you, but you decide to believe it because you know it can't happen. Peggy, I'm going to share the story of your snowstorm in California. Peggy was at Edwards Air Force Base, okay? And you know, that's out in the desert. They had a freak snowstorm, 18 inches, 27 inches of snow. And once you get past the main gate, it's 30 miles to get to.
It's 14 miles from the base to the main gate, and it's another 14 miles from
the... All right, so 30 miles in the snow. Anyway, she went off the road. And so she's sitting in a ditch, all this snow, and this is the day before cell phones. And while she's sitting there, all of a sudden, a tow truck hooks up to her bumper, pulls her out of the ditch. Gets out of the car, tell the guy, "Thank you. There's one set of tracks, not two, one." Do miracles happen? But yet, unless we experience one ourselves, it's hard to believe in, isn't it? When 1975 was there in Omaha, we had a huge tornado. It was a Cat 5, it was the biggest tornado ever that hit a city. The tornado was 2 miles across when it hit the ground. It was huge. I was trying to get from where I was teaching over to where my mom was at my aunt's house, and the tornado had already taken the house. And I went by Bergen Mercy Hospital, which is the Catholic hospital. I saw the tornado hit the hospital. And I was about, about a block, like on the road over there. Anyway, I saw that tornado hit the side of the building. Bang, and it looked like somebody took a huge baseball bat and just hit it. Nobody was hurt. Now, of course, engineers built that. We had all this stuff, but is that a miracle? I mean, folks, that could have been a horrible thing, but I think it was a miracle. Now, in Ephesians, our reading talks about the access to the Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. Let me remind you of this. "And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." So if God lives in us, can we see miracles? Yes. Can we do miracles? It's like the car that somebody was working underneath and the jack went down. Somebody comes out and picks up the car. Miracles happen. Have things like that happened in our church? Now think about this. Last month, we just talked about Jesus Loves You Ministries, right? What was our goal last night for sandwiches, or last month? What did we end up with? 418. Was that a miracle? We had what, 15 people here working that day, you know, putting sandwiches together. Was that a miracle? Folks, does the Spirit speak to you if God is in your heart? Yes. Does God create miracles? Because you took part in a miracle. We saw that. You know, I shared with you the story about the girl from Vietnam who was in Cincinnati working on her second doctorate. For those of you who don't know about this, she was already had a doctorate, was working on a second one in nanotechnology, and became a believer. And we were doing actually during a church service, the Apostles' Creed, and she fell on the floor, just utterly out. What's the matter? I want to be baptized. She called home, told her folks about it. Her dad said, you can be baptized, but you will never be allowed to come home again. Communist country. You know, it's one of those things. Folks, we had a few members who had become ill and went to see Jesus here in the last couple months. Okay? One of the things that is hard to understand, is it awful that the people got sick? Yes. And if I had to be some of those members taking care of those people, I don't know if I could do it either. It was horrible. But yet, once it really got bad, did they spend a lot of time in that? No, most of them went to see Jesus quite quickly. Folks, is that a miracle? I think so. Because when chips fall and God says it's time that you came home, they come home. Okay? So they're not spending a lot of time in that. You know, one of the things I do here is every week, people are counting. I say, how many people do we have? All right, so let's say 34. Okay, we had 35 today. Well, no, we had 34. No, we had 35 today. Jesus is here. And I see the smirks when I say that. But folks, we believe Jesus is here. We add it. Although I know sometimes you don't, but. Okay? Jesus is here. Folks, we pray, right? If he's not here, why do we pray? It's worthless, isn't it? If we believe it, isn't it okay? I think so. And that's some of the most important things that we have, is Jesus is here with us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why do you think we said the 23rd Psalm today? Well, hello there. How are you? Are you going to help me preach today? Hi, why? I can't pick you up right now because I got to hold my book. I do. But folks, when we have God in our hearts, when Jesus is with us, we have nothing that keeps us from seeing his miracles and performing those miracles. Okay, what does Psalm 51 say? Open my hearts and renew a right spirit within me. Folks, the Spirit's in you. Do you believe it? I do. And may that peace that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.